Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Bonjour.
Bonjour yourself. Bonjour yourself. And I am the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. We're very excited to be here, as always. We're always excited.
Always.
We're so excitable.
Yeah.
Go us.
Go us.
Up with life.
I'm still really upset that we didn't get any biscuits. I've been talking about it all morning.
You've been talking about biscuits for like 3 hours.
Not, I know you say the word craving and everyone automatically presumes you're pregnant.
Oh my God.
Not pregnant, but anyway.
No, when you want a biscuit, you want a biscuit. You can't do it. It's not your fault. Can't be helped. Unfortunately, we don't have biscuits. What we do have...
A fun-filled episode
and loads of makeup and skincare and beauty things. And for our main feature this week, as we mentioned in the last episode, we're going to be having a little chat about packaging.
Yeah, so we'll be talking all things packaging today. Does it affect our purchases that we make? Are we put off by cheaper packaging? Are we swayed when we see super, super fancy packaging? Do we not care at all? We will be discussing all these things later on in our main feature. To start with, it's new news, Lindsay.
It's new news.
We need a matching jingle for that.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I was going for Knight Rider.
I'd like to hear that now.
Hello, Michael.
We've lost it. We've not even started and we've lost it.
Oh, same old.
First thing in new news this week is new launch from Elemis. And actually, this
very
is
exciting.
Really interesting. Yeah, I feel like it's a while since they introduced anything this dramatic to their line. It's actually a whole new product strand.
Yes.
So some of you may have already tried the superfood oil, the facial oil that they launched a while back, which I know you've used and enjoyed.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I love a face oil.
Yeah, really lovely, the superfood face oil. So I guess based on following the success of the superfood face oil, they have brought in a whole superfood skincare line. I understand from the packaging and the press materials I have in front of me here that it's aimed a little bit younger than some of the other products. It's definitely a lot cheaper than the Pro Collagen range for a start, but it's still Elemis, it's still super fancy, it's beautiful. There is a superfood facial wash, which comes in at $25. There's a superfood day cream at $45 and the superfood night cream at $55. And then that joins the oil, which is also $55. So it's a much more mid-tier pricing, which is going to be really appealing, I think, to people who have been keen to try Elemis but have been put off by the prices.
Yeah,
it's all vegan friendly. I did give the facial wash a try and I actually really like that. It's definitely a second cleanse or a morning cleanse. It's a wash off cleanser. It's got prebiotics in it, which is nice. So it balances the skin's, your acid mantle balances your microflora.
What's that?
Just microflora, isn't it? Shut up. I don't know. Don't show me up. But it's full of all good stuff. It's wheatgrass in it. It's got broccoli seeds. Got kale extract.
Sounds delicious.
Oh my God. It's got kale. It's got nettle. It's got avocado. And it's got organic pumpkin seed. So I would definitely eat all those things. So I guess I wouldn't mind washing my face with them.
I mean, it smells good. All I can say, I've had a sniff. And it smells very nice. And we'll be putting those through its test. To the test very soon.
We will. We'll attempt to get our shit together before we start on
Too. Ever
but
the
basically, Elemis superfood skincare range out now. Check it out. The next piece of new news we have is this is actually just something to be aware of and something that I desperately don't ask you for a lot. We ask you for stars and we ask you for hugs if we see you in the street, but that never happens because we're in LA. I am going to ask you, if you have an Instagram account, I'm going to ask you to go and follow an account called The Beauty Banks. There is an underscore under each word, so it's the_beauty_banks. Sounds more complicated than it is. I think if you just search for Beauty Banks, you'll find it. So this is an initiative that's being spearheaded by the one and only Sally Hughes, who we love very dear. This is all about people we love. What a lovely episode. We love the Hughes. And she basically, I'm not going to go into the whole story because we're going to get her on and we're going to talk about this in depth, but I want you to go follow the Instagram now so we can all start helping as soon as there is something to help.
Yeah, such great idea.
So Sally was basically appalled at the state of sanitary hygiene, beauty, personal self-care products available to people, homeless people, people low income, people coming into refuges, things like that. obviously, we all know what a food bank is, where you give your canned food or whatever food you can give to help people who don't have access to food. Beauty banks, basically the exact same thing. That's what it says on the Instagram. It says, like food banks with beauty essentials such as deodorant, shower gel, sanity pros instead. Please get involved by donating your products or your time.
Such a good idea.
This is such a good idea. Yeah. This is an industry that has an abundance of product. Everyone in this industry has too much stuff. Even we get sent more stuff than we could use.
Yeah, definitely.
And we are right at the bottom of the food chain on product that's getting sent out. So when you think about all the PR companies that are going to get on board with this, and I know the communication store, Joe Jones has been involved with this, another absolute star in the industry. All these people have access to so much product, and there are so many people out there who need it, you guys.
Yeah.
So if you can get involved in this in any way, even if it's just sharing awareness or following the Instagram, please go and check it out. The Beauty Banks. We're going to have more info on it as it comes up, and hopefully we're going to be chatting with Sally so she can tell us all about it. But I think it's awesome when we can actually use our, you know, awareness and our products and everything for good.
The
beauty industry gets a bad rep at the best of times, but when there is actually an opportunity for people to come together and do some good, this is awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I think we all need to get behind this. Such a great cause, and I think it's something we can all help with.
Okay, well, I have a new launch from Urban Decay. We all, I think many people are a fan of the Naked series, in particular the
Who isn't? Who amongst us is not?
In particular, the Naked palettes. And for a little while now, they've been bringing out like the kind of petite versions, or the base, as they're known, the Basics palettes. Yeah. And some of our Facebook group, shout out to the Facebook group.
Shout out, Facebook group.
Someone mentioned this, and I opened the post today, and it was in my post, Lindsay, which was very exciting.
Bugger me backwards, Bob.
So we are talking about the Urban Decay Naked Petite Heat. I see that and I want to say Little Heat. I don't know why. I just want to say Little Heat. It's a compact version of their more popular and most recent launch, the Urban Decay Heat Palette. You get 6 shades in here. These are all matte as well, so there's no shimmers in it. This is $29. And I've got to say, of all the Urban Decay Naked palettes, I think I'm more inclined towards the original and the Heat palette. Those kind of were my two favorites. So I really like the colors in this. Obviously, it's more ready toned. It's a bit more kind of like burnt orangey reds with browns.
It is pretty.
Very warm. And I mean, I love the size. For me, this is the kind of thing I travel with really well. It's got it's a nice kind of plastic compact, so it feels nicely heavy.
Yeah.
There's a proper mirror in it, so very good for on the go and touching up. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it is nice. The Naked Heat wasn't my favourite because it just wasn't the
right.
Which
one was yours?
For me, I'm a number two. I'm a cool Naked toned. Two girl. Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense with the pink hair. I like it.
Aw, thanks. But yeah, I love number two. I've had it forever and ever. I mean, I've got them all because we've met me. We know who I am. But yeah, definitely two is the one that I use the most. And Heat, yeah, it didn't do it for me. But also I feel like that was at the very beginning of this sunset eye trend, or at least, you know, closer to the beginning. So I wasn't as bold with my eye choices, and I definitely was someone that shied away from the orangey ready trend when it first came out. And now I'm more inclined to it. And I do feel like I would give that one a shot before.
That colour, I think the colour Wild Thing would look lovely on you, Lindsay.
Yeah, and your blue eyes. That's a real orangey brown, and I would have run away from that.
The hills.
But now I would give it a shot.
Pretty. Really pretty little palette. I like that.
Good work, my friends. I have a new foundation, would you believe it? I never have a foundation. imagine me having a foundation. So last week, we were invited to a Bobbi Brown foundation launch.
I had to work.
Harry had to work.
So sad.
I was forced to go and drink champagne.
Woe is you.
They got done. And it was a very lovely hour out of my day. Although then doing my work when I got home wasn't that much fun.
Yeah.
So they never show you that bit on Instagram where it's like, hey babes, I'm at this launch. I'm drinking my champagne. I'm taking a selfie. And then you're at home like trying to work your way through your paperwork. And like, it doesn't make any sense, Jeff. And he was not sympathetic. But anyway, the product itself, it was a foundation launch. It is Bobbi Brown's Skin Longwear Weightless Foundation in SPF 15, or with SPF 15, I should say. So I was quietly excited about this because I've been seeing people talking about it. Our good friend Hannah Martin, friend of the pod, was pimping it on her Instagram. She's been trialing it for a while, obviously, because she's a Bobbi Brown pro artist. That makes sense. So I went along, I got color matched. I was actually color matched to Ivory.
Interesting.
Which is very exciting because that's one up from porcelain where
you've
used to
got
be.
A tan.
This is practically tan. The Girl's third got a shade. Tan. Yeah, there's alabaster, porcelain, and then ivory, and I've managed to work my way all the way up to ivory. The shade range is fantastic.
Yeah, Bobby always caters. I feel like you can't go wrong with the shade range
Absolutely
of Bobby.
Absolutely beautiful. I will start with the positives. It is long wearing. It says to be a 16-hour wear full coverage foundation. Which I really appreciate because they're not claiming to be 36 hours or anything ridiculous.
There's no need.
16 hours is a perfectly reasonable long wear time. That's giving you 8 hours to sleep, 16 hours on your face. You can't say fairer than that.
No, that's fair.
I think that's a fantastic claim and it does live up to it. I would absolutely agree with that. It's natural multi-dimensional matte finish. Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, it's definitely matte, but it's not flat matte.
Yeah, it's a bit of lift.
I had it applied by a makeup artist. She did a much better job than I've done on myself when I tried it. But with properly prepped skin,
right.
I will say that underneath it did look like a second skin,
yeah.
But definitely mattified. You didn't need powder. It didn't need setting.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah, it was really pretty. And it doesn't feel like you're wearing a lot on your skin. It doesn't feel like there's a lot
that
of
sounds like it's ticking
there.
A lot of my boxes, Lindsay.
Well, it does, and I liked it a lot, but I will say
I can hear a but.
Yes, it's with a proviso, it's oil free and it's shine control, which immediately suggests to me it could be slightly drying.
Right.
I was soundly assured
and I've been
roundly,
making up words all weekend,
roundly
don't worry.
And soundly assured by the makeup artist that it was absolutely fine for dry skin and it wasn't drying at all and it had all these natural waxes and exciting things in it, which I was like, ooh, fantastic. And then I took it away with me for the weekend to give it a proper test. So it was the only thing I had and can officially confirm it is quite drying. So that's on me. And yes, I have an oily finish to my skin. That sounds terrible. But I have oily skin, but it's dehydrated.
Yeah.
And I was away up in Central Coast California, which is much, much drier than it is here. So I had very, very dry skin and this didn't help. And I'm not saying it caused the dry skin. I'm saying it didn't play well with my dry skin. And I know your skin is drier than mine does.
I mean, at the minute it's been okay, but I kind of sit somewhere in between normal to dry.
Yeah. And I honestly think if you have oily skin, this is going to be a holy grail for you.
Yes.
If you have oily skin, definitely go to counter, definitely get color matched, get a sample, take it away and try it out before you invest. If you have dry skin, I would definitely say there are better things on the market. Get the NARS Naturally Radiant. But if you have oily skin, I think this is going to be really great. And it is a beautiful foundation. It's just possibly not for the drier skinned ladies out there.
Okay, good to know. So next up, I don't remember if anyone remembers Bliss. Do you remember Bliss, Lindsay?
I am a Bliss addict.
Well, I remember when they were in John Lewis or Debenhams when I was in the UK. And I remember walking past and I never actually got to try any of the products from them. But they are relaunching, which is very exciting. So I will be sure this time to check them out. They are going to be at a lower price point than before. Definitely aimed at the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
God love a millennial.
They keep saying that in the press release.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know what, lads? You don't need to say it that often. It's
no.
Fine.
So this is going to be available. This is going to be available in Target. Is that right?
Target
and Ulta.
And Ulta and on their website. I was really interested in this because Bliss does feel like a brand that's kind of lost its way a little bit. So my history with Bliss is like long and varied because I remember it being like a real aspirational brand in the early noughties. It was so synonymous with New York. It was in the W spas in America.
I didn't realize this.
Yeah. And I just remember it being one of those brands that I just desperately wanted when I was a very poor early 20 something, being like, oh, but it looks so cool and it's so New York and it's so awesome. And then I stayed at a W when I was in my 20s. I was on a work trip and they put us up at the W and I tried not to leave because I just wanted to stay there forever. And that you got this, it was called the Sink Side 6. So it was like a mini shower gel, shampoo, conditioner, soap, and a face wash. And it was all in the lemony sage soapy sap formula.
That's a mouthful.
I know. With the braces, it's not easy. But the smell of that lemon and sage body butter and shower gel just takes me back immediately. I love the smell of it. I always have a tube of the lemon and sage body butter. I absolutely adore it. And then when I moved to New York, I used to go to Bliss. I used to go to Bliss for my bikini waxes.
You're also, so cosmopolitan
right
now.
I was like, so it's a fist. It's because I wanted to pretend I lived in Sex and the City. So I would go down to Soho and I would go to the original spa. but I would go there and get my bikini waxes from a very lovely lady called Aldona, who ended up being quite a friend. You can end up being friends with a woman that removes...
I always find it awkward when you're having a bikini wax and there's like pictures of their children in the room. Is that
me? There's none of that at Bliss.
That
it's
always
all very
freaks me out a little bit. I'm like,
no, we just ended
me.
Up being quite good friends. She was an absolute angel. And then she started like seeing a lot of my other friends, and I was a bit like, but she's my friend. She's like, no, nope, this is her job. She removes body hair from people with hot wax. But she was a magician.
God love her.
Didn't yeah. hurt. She was amazing. So if you're ever in New York, I think she's still there. Go to Bliss Soho and see Aldona for your bikini wax. She's a magician. And then, yeah, I used to get facials there and everything. I absolutely loved it. It was such an experience. So to me, the products were an extension of the brand experience for me.
Yeah.
And then it recently was bought out, because it started out as a Marsha Kilgore line, same as Beauty Pie, same as Soap and Glory. That was like her original, I think it was her original brand. But it was such a big, it just all feels so Sex and the City to me, you know? It's like that whole same time yeah. period that all that stuff came out. And I just loved it so much. And then it was sold to L Catterton, which is an investment group. They also own Elemis, which is interesting. They own a lot of weird brands. Like, they own a lot of beauty brands, which is badass. But then they also own... My phone's not working. But they own like Pepe jeans and stuff like that. So it's really weird, the stuff that they own. But I was curious to see where they would go with it, given that they already own Elemis and they're kind of going after the same consumer, which I thought was weird. So obviously what they've decided to do is go after the millennials, as they keep saying in the press release. Yeah, they've redesigned all the packaging. They're keeping the hero products. They're keeping the lemon and sage, thank God. They're keeping the triple oxygen mask.
That's what I remember them yes. for, triple oxygen mask. I knew there was so a product good. That was really talked about,
especially mask,
when I was like at uni and
triple
stuff.
Oxygen facial, that's what yes. I used to get.
That was it.
I yep. love it so much. I've been to the one in LA. There's a couple of Blisses in LA too, but they're not as good as New York.
Interesting.
That's just the truth. But yeah, they're keeping the core ranges, but then they're also going after with this younger market with some new products. There's like a marshmallow something and a jelly cleanser. So it feels like it's almost a little bit K-beauty inspired.
Yes, that sounds a little bit like Riley Rose.
Riley Rose-y, yep. Tony Moly kind of yep. stuff. And it's much, much cheaper. Apparently, they have put out a statement saying that they haven't cut the quality,
but
they've renegotiated all their deals. They've gone to new suppliers, which they'd never done in 20 years.
Interesting.
So that makes sense, I guess. I'm curious to see if it is the same yeah. quality. And I'm curious actually to see what people's experience of Bliss is as a brand.
Because, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, to me, it's so evocative and important to, as a part of my life. I remember it so closely with exciting parts of my life. But I mean, what is it to other people? I'm curious.
Interesting.
So let us know. Let us know how you feel about that. And are you interested in this new millennial-focused Bliss?
Or not.
Yeah, or not. Final new news.
We're
banging through it today.
Banging through.
I feel like last episode we had so much new news. We could have just talked about it all day.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. Some weeks there's so much new news. Some weeks there's less new news. This week's last new news is, it's a goodie. Charlotte Tilbury's launching new shades of her lip liners.
Whoop whoop.
I mean, I love Pillow Talk.
That's always good news to me.
Yeah, Pillow Talk is my...
Such good formula.
Ride or die.
Yep, me too.
Lip liner for all time. It's in my bag right now. I actually need a new one.
Do you know what? It's probably...
down.
Dare I say it? That and Max Groundwork are like two products that I continually repeat purchase, give away to clients, and then have to go and buy again and be like, oh no, I'm down to my last Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk. So yeah, I have a lot of love for that product, and I just think it's going to be like, it's going to be one of those products that's talked about in books.
Yes. Yeah, it's totally iconic.
Yes, so iconic.
I think it's really interesting that she's bringing out more to match the shades. I mean, the idea is now that there's a liner for every lipstick to
match.
I haven't got the shades in front of me because I'm unprofessional and useless. That's part of my thing, so it's okay.
But that means I'm supposed to have done it and I haven't.
I know they've got a Bond Girl because I love the Bond Girl lipstick, and I was happy to see that they've got the pencils to match it. Oh, here it is. So there is Super Size Me, which is a neutral with a touch of pink. There's Love Trap, which is a peachy brown. There's Hot Gossip, which is a tawny rose. Walk of Shame, modern classic dark rose. And Bond Girl, which is your natural berry.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm interested to see if any of those are able to replace Pillow Talk in my heart of hearts. I don't see it.
Or maybe it goes with another lipstick you have. Maybe that's what will happen. You'll have two favorites.
Pillow Talk goes with everything.
I know. I do love Pillow Talk, and I think it is beloved within the beauty community. But you know, there's always room for another one.
Yeah, there's always room for more. The new full coverage.
You've changed, Harry. You've changed.
Do you remember like a couple of weeks ago when I was like, "Hey, you guys, I'm going to stop buying things. I don't need anything else."
She's just transferred that energy onto myself. I'm blaming you. I don't know.
You're a monster.
Dearie me. So for this week's main feature, guys, we wanted to chat all things packaging. So we mentioned in our previous episode that we were going to be talking about this, and we wanted to know what you guys think. Does it help you decide on what you're going to buy, how you're going to buy it, and if you're going to repeat purchase? Does appearance, is it important to you? That's the question. Lindsay?
Do you judge a book by its cover? Is it what's outside that counts?
I think there's a yes and a no for everything within this.
There is a yes and a no for everything. I have been sat here silently lining up some of my precious things while Harry was talking. Aww. And they're such precious things. But they're precious things because of the packaging, which is really weird. Because I would always say, if anyone said to me off the top of my head, they were like, do you care about the packaging? I would say no.
Yes.
I'd be like, no, of course not. It's what's important. What is important is whether or not it works, how effective it is, blah, blah, blah. But then the reality of the matter is it absolutely counts.
It makes you buy something, yeah.
100%. And I thought about that when we were walking around Indie Beauty Expo. Yeah. And we were walking around, I'm looking at everything. And
to
there
grab
was
your
just,
interest.
It was so overwhelming. Yeah, yeah, there was too much for us to see. And it's the same as when you're in Sephora or you're in Boots. There's so much to see. The packaging, of course, makes a difference. Whether you want to admit it or if whether or not it influences your final purchase decision.
Or repurchase.
Or repurchase decision is another thing. But it, of course, is what draws your eye in the very beginning. Especially if you're not someone who listens to a lot of these podcasts, if you don't read a lot of blogs. If you're just someone going into the shop blind, you're totally going to be swayed by a packaging decision.
Well, and especially I think if you line up 10 red lipsticks and you feel like you try them all in the back of your hand, they're like, okay, they all work pretty well. You're going to buy the one that has the prettiest packaging out of those 10 red
and
lipsticks,
if you're
let's
me,
be honest.
You're going to buy the one that has the magnetic click and feels really heavy. And
I thought you were
going
to say all 10.
Shut up, Harry.
She's like, goodbye, all 10.
You know me. It's true, I would. No, I want the one that's so heavy you could put it in a sock and swing it around and like hit somebody in the temple and knock them out. Mm. That's what I want out of my lipstick packaging. And I just hadn't realised how important packaging is to me.
No, especially with beauty. Yeah, especially at Indie Beauty Expo. And I think for me, there's that, again, it's this experience we talk about. And I definitely feel like, even though I'm a makeup artist, I'm a consumer too. I enjoy the experience of buying makeup, playing with makeup. And I'm incredibly lucky that I do get products sent as well from time to time. But I still buy makeup. And it's funny, you know, the things that I buy are sometimes things that either have an emotional attachment to me when I see them, whether that's something that feels very timeless or like, oh, that's like something my mum had when I was younger. Sometimes...
Oh, that's funny. Nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia, I think, plays a big, big part in it. And I do think there is something for me. My dad always... I always think what my dad used to say when we were kids, when iPod first came out. Mm-hmm. And I remember him just like holding it in his hand and being like, it's just satisfyingly heavy. Yeah. And it's like the click thing and the clunk with the lid. It's like there are some products that when you use it, it just makes you smile. It just makes you happy.
And that's across the board. So when I worked in publishing, it was the same. There's something about when we would make a hardback book.
Yeah.
It needs to be a certain weight. It
it's
needs
a substance,
to have a certain heft to it that just makes you go like, ooh, this is worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really interesting that that's across everything.
Well, and I you know, I'm the first to admit that the winning scenario is when you get both style and substance. You know, I think style can only take you so far. If a product is beautiful but it doesn't work and doesn't perform, you're probably not going to buy it again.
Well, and there's nothing more disappointing than forking out for something. So off the top of my head, and I haven't tried these, this is only me talking about reviews that I've seen from sources I trust, but right now the MAC Jeremy Scott launch is out. That just launched. I don't know if anyone's seen that. I'm sure you all have, because if you're listening to this, you've probably seen it. But Jeremy Scott, who's a designer, has done a collaboration with MAC, and the packaging is
insane,
incredible. Yeah, it's like one looks like a ghetto blaster, which I think is the eyeshadow box, and then there's a palette that looks like a CD. There's a palette that looks like a
it's going to sell out. So if you want it, go buy it now.
Yeah, it's probably gone by the time we launched this. I'm sure it went out the second it dropped. But it looks incredible. It all looks gorgeous. And I immediately was like, oh my God, I want this. I want this. Yeah. I want to put it in my Keep Forever box. I absolutely love it. But then all the reviews were kind of like, well, the shadows are kind of sheer. They're kind of dry. You need a primer. You can't really build any opacity with it. And I was just like, that's so disappointing to me, because you know... This isn't something people are going to repeat purchase. You know people are going to buy this as a collectible item.
Or novelty.
Or a novelty. And I just think a lot of people... And the eye palette was quite expensive. It was about $75 or something. It was definitely the top end for MAC. And it's got a lot of shades in, but the pans are very small. So I just thought that's kind of rubbish, because if I'm going to spend $75 and I've only got $75 to spend on makeup, and I'm going to buy that because I'm coveting the packaging so much... The inside should measure up.
Definitely. And that is the win-win. That's what I think all brands should be aiming for. I feel like the whole thing should be the complete package. Like we said at Indie Expo, you know, when we were walking around, dare we admit it? I'm going to be honest. There were certain
products, brands that we walked past, and I was like, I just no idea. I made a snap judgment, which is human.
There was some stuff, and we were a bit like, oh, it looks a bit granny. Yeah. Or even other stuff that looked like a direct ripoff of something else. And I was like, I don't want to go to them because I don't believe, if they couldn't have an original idea for their packaging, I don't believe they've had an original idea with their product.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, how we are conditioned, and that is, you know, I did one module in media at university. I know how to take apart an image, but yeah, that's immediately like how you feel about these things. It's like, I just don't believe there's anything original happening here.
And I think it almost, you know, it like kind of trickles down into the language used as well. You know, we always laugh when we get something with like 18 words in the title, you know, and it's kind of falling off the end of the packet as you're like, the exciting, sparkling, shining, wonderful, age renewing, age defining, blah 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 eyeshadow or whatever it is, you know. And I think again, marketing plays a big part in branding. Yeah. I accept that. And there are times when I laugh and go, I'll just call it a lipstick. But I even get that, you know, wording has an effect on what you buy, how we buy. And for me, I think, you know, I think makeup, skincare, it becomes part of your scenery in your environment. So if you're in a bathroom and you've done that beautiful whitewash tile or marble tiling and it looks beautiful, you're going to want some pretty bath products on there, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But it almost becomes part of the furnishings. I think that's the other interesting thing. You sort of start to decorate with your products.
It's part of your aesthetic. Yeah. And I think that's something that's always been the case. If not, that it's a throwback, because you think back to how this used to be like
with
the stuff that your nan
had
as well, like when you had makeup in beautiful reusable palettes and beautiful reusable lipstick cases, and you know that was how it was done back then, and it was part of your vanity. You would keep it on display.
It's history.
And I mean, that's way back. That's not even like your nan. That's like centuries back. Makeup was part of your display, and especially when there were so few ways for women to express themselves,
definitely,
and to find a way to show their personality and to have something that was purely theirs. Cosmetics and the way they put themselves together was that, which I think is just really interesting that's now definitely coming back to how we choose to express ourselves, not just through what we put on our face, but what we put the things we put on our face in.
Definitely. And I mean, it's even funny, you know, you look at a lipstick that's in a beautiful case, and then I know you almost sort of straight away take the lid off and you're looking for the embossed on the embossed thing on the lipstick. Because it kind of, the experience keeps going. I think that's what, when you're a real beauty lover, whether you're a makeup artist, a beauty junkie, you work in beauty, you don't work in beauty, that experience of, okay, the box is beautiful. Yeah. And then you take, I mean, it's like undressing a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so right. No, the box has to be beautiful, then the packaging has to be beautiful, then the bullet has to be beautiful, the scent has to be beautiful if it's scented, the taste has to be beautiful if it's flavored.
It just keeps going,
because there's nothing more disappointing to me than when I get a really expensive beautiful lip gloss that comes in a gorgeous box, that comes in a beautiful package, you pull it out and it's got the perfect doe foot applicator, and then it doesn't have that disgusting vanilla scent, and I'm so excited, then I put it on my lips and it tastes like cheap sweeties, and I'm like, why have you ruined this for me? Or that, again, that disgusting cheap vanilla scent that I'm like, why you guys, and don't ruin things.
You know, we're sat here with, you know, quite an array, it's fair to
say. We bought some stuff.
Of products to talk about. And, you know, it's funny, I can see a theme in both of us.
I know,
it's Lindsay's really is all like soft pinks and gold. Well, and mine is mostly black and gold.
This is what I found really interesting when I went through my stuff. Because I've pulled
theme.
Products. So I brought products with me that were things I bought because of the packaging, primarily. And not things that I'm all... And then a couple of things that I bought in spite of the packaging, and things that I've been happy with some of them and not happy with others. But when I looked at my collection, and my makeup collection is past, but the most recent stuff, not necessarily the most loved stuff or the stuff that I use the most, everything that was most recent almost was either gold or baby pink. It was all gold or millennial pink. And I'm not a gold person at all. So I was like, this is weird that there's so much gold. And it is the luxe end. So the gold stuff I've got in front of me are the Hourglass Confession lipsticks that we, like the Mac Daddy, Daddy Mac of packaging, beating all of my senses into submission until I bought everything I could get my hands on. They're gold, the Marc Jacobs leopard print lipstick that we talked about at Christmas.
The box is beautiful.
The box is gold and leopard print. I've got one of the stupidest things I ever spent my own money on, one of the Louboutin lipsticks.
It's a Christmas bauble!
$90! $90 for this ridiculous satin lipstick that I think I've worn once or twice.
Is it any good?
It's fine. But it's
no
like
better
exactly
than
the same as the Saint Laurent... Gloss sticks. You know, the ones that we love and that you made me buy like three of them that time. It's exactly the same. I don't see that much of a difference on it. And also, like, I don't like the packaging. It's tacky to me. Like, this is too far. This has gone too far.
It does look like a Christmas bauble to me.
Yeah, or it looks like a nasty...
How heavy is it?
It looks like a butt plug. It's really heavy.
Oh, it is heavy. It's got really heavy. I'll give it that.
So the body of it is this sort of... It does look like an old school gold snakeskin bauble / butt plug. But then the crown, the lid, feels like tack.
Yes, it is to me. Oh, I thought that fell off then. I thought I'd just broken
it. It's got a little hook on the top because it comes with a ribbon, so you can wear it as a necklace. But you couldn't because it would break your neck because it's so heavy.
And it's funny, Lindsay, look, you can see where it's broke there.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's a little bit with the plastic. I mean, that's definitely inconsistent.
Tacky. And then what really upset me, which is childish, is it says Louboutin. It's printed on it in the front in white, which is pretty. But then on the back, they've printed the serial number.
Oh, that is
which
bad.
Which just ruins it. It really ruins it.
That's terrible.
And I guess they had to print it on it somewhere, but could they not put it inside the cap?
God, I don't know, but really
that,
annoy me.
That ruins it.
That's
this is
laziness.
$90.
Yeah, I don't want to see a serial number on my lipstick.
Box, like, it looks like jewellery. If
but
you
you're
like
right, the
this,
lid
fine.
Is so different from the rest of the packaging.
Yeah, there's something about it that just, I mean, apart from the fact it's an obscene amount of money spent on a lipstick, it just doesn't tick enough boxes for me.
Buy a Tom Ford lipstick.
Buy
an Hourglass one.
Buy the Hourglass Confessions, which, you know, they're not that expensive, but they're half of that. Firstly, you can get two for the price of one, so do that immediately. But everything about them is perfection. They are absolutely executed to perfection. Whereas that, it was just like, we just want to make loads of money, please. Whack it
well,
out.
Well, and again, it's kind of an extension of a brand that is all about, you know, shoes that aren't necessarily comfortable.
No,
they are shoes
exactly.
to have sex in and they're beautiful to look at.
No limo shoes. Oh, I know what you're doing. I was like, yeah, I have to get a taxi if I wear mine. Poor Jeff. Poor
Pause
Jeff.
For thought.
Anyway, but yeah, and then even the gold thing I find really interesting because then I've got the Bobbi Brown Luxe eyeshadows, which I absolutely loved.
Beautiful.
They were a recent launch. These single eyeshadows that you can wet or dry. They're absolutely gorgeous.
I love those wet. They're
and
amazing.
And of course... Mm-hmm. Gold
packaging.
Gold.
Gold. I love gold.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Old.
Well, and it's funny because do you remember when Clarins, like, I think they had a phase where like nearly everything was kind of like red and white and it had like sort of more, I associated more with a brand that like my grandparents, you know, used and they reformulated and everything suddenly became gold packaging.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, and I was even using products by Clarins that I loved already, but I know that when they changed the packaging, it felt more like they're talking to me now.
See, gold it's just so totally funny. Turns me off, which is weird because I don't love gold. That feels nanarish to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
To me, I always think of timeless.
I don't know. It reminds me of like 90s Estee Lauder.
I know what you mean.
And I love current Estee Lauder. But I would remember like my nan would always have that gold fluted Estee Lauder lipstick bullet. And it just feels really old school to me. But I get it. But then, you know, what is the old... But then the weird thing is I don't like gold. But I love me some rose gold.
You love rose gold. And I think rose gold, like,
rose gold.
This was like the year that, well, I would say actually last year, it was like rose gold had a friggin' moment.
Look,
like,
Charlotte
Tilbury
blew it wide open. Charlotte Tilbury was like, hey, guess what? Everything's rose gold and you're going to love it and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And she really, it really helped that, you know, she had all the burgundy and the rose gold. And the burgundy, I was like, I don't know, because that kind of looks like 1990s number seven.
I was not that fussed by the burgundy,
but
the rose
gold.
The
lipsticks are just like stunning. And the powder compacts and the blush compacts and the bronze and glow.
Yes,
compact.
Stunning. Like nothing like
amazing.
It.
Amazing. And then immediately the rosy for Autograph came out that was very, very similar. I have here, which you can talk about a little bit more later, but the new ColourPop Luxe lips. I mean, these to me are closer to the rosy by Autograph, because
which are really good,
fluted.
By the way. I love the rosy ones. They're really good. Excellent.
But they're rose gold packaging. They aren't fluted. The packaging is a little bit cheaper, you can tell, but it's still not insignificant. It's not tat.
Especially for the price point.
But then the bullets are all embossed.
Yeah,
it's absolutely stunning. So I love a bit of rose gold, but I'm not super fond on the gold. Apparently, I love millennial pink too, because everything I have is, or I like to call it, full coverage pink.
Yeah.
So I've got, you know, the Too Faced Diamond Light highlighter, which is a conversation.
You're very on brand right now, Lindsay.
I do try. But when we talked about this ad nauseum when it came out, this was the amazing highlighter that looks like a giant opal that comes in the jewelry box. And this to me was
that's the experience.
Pink packaging experience. It's fun, it's kitschy, I didn't find it tacky. I just thought it was really kitschy and fun. It does exactly what it does. And that's the experience, 100%. Yeah. Like, you are smiling when you look at it.
Yeah.
You're smiling when you open it. It doesn't feel cheap. It doesn't feel like
and
it's
you get
taking
a ton
advantage
of
you. You got a ton of product.
That's good.
It's a good product. And it's really, really fun. And I just think that is the execution done perfectly.
Put that in a flat lay and you're living your best life.
Oh, me and my dreams.
Well, I'm looking and I definitely have a thing for black. That's fair to say. That kind of, you notice that within my clothes, things that I like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, there are certain items that no matter how long I've had them, I repurchase. And for example, I'm going to say it, Chanel. Chanel is one of those brands, that black and white, little white C's. Oh, it just, again, my mum had it when I was a kid. So I remember my mum using it. I remember the old school, I don't know if you remember like the number five, when it wasn't a glass bottle, when it was like the grey and the white with the gold little band around it. It was like in a square.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, like the sprays. I remember her having those in her dressing room. And I just like, you know, again, this whole thing of memory and nostalgia. Like, I remember my mum's friend, before I knew I wanted to be a makeup artist, she had Chanel eyeshadows and they itched her eyes. Bless her.
Oh, God, imagine that.
And she sent them to me in the post because she was like, oh, I don't worry, I just have really sensitive eyes, so loads of eyeshadows don't work on me.
She was the queen of difficult eyes.
She was the queen. She knew my struggle, although I don't have itchy eyes. and she sent me Chanel eyeshadows. And to this day, whenever I hold a Chanel eyeshadow, it reminds me of being, I think I was like 13, and I was like, I just want to play with it. I just want to play with it. And every time I opened it, And it's still the same for me now. When I see that black and white packaging, there's something really nostalgic about it. To me, it feels luxe, but it doesn't feel showy. I think that's the other thing. It's one of those
very understated and sophisticated.
Very elegant.
Yeah, and a lot of my favorite makeup packaging, I would say, is that what I've got with me is like the extremes. But yeah, a lot of my favorite stuff, because I love to have a beautiful compact, a powder compact, and I'm gonna love Chanel for that. I love the Charlotte Tilbury for that. I love the Marc Jacobs powder compact for that, because they're classy, they're elegant, they make me feel like a grown up, they make me feel put together just opening it up in public. And it is also that element of public self versus private self. And you know, if it's something you're going to use in public or something other people will see, you do want it to represent you. So you do pick something that shows people what you want to show them. Like, I actually in real life use the L'Oreal True Match press powder more than any other press powder. But when I'll get that out, I'm kind of like hidden behind my hand being like, it's a bit scabby and the sponge is dirty and the packaging's falling apart, but it's really good. I wish I could take, in fact, I probably could, I just take that pan out and put it in a fancy compact. But I know note to self. If I'm going to a fancy event, I'm going to take my Chanel press powder. I'm not going to take that, even though I prefer that.
Well, and it's another
product.
Part of like dressing up, I think. It's almost like an extension
of
how, it's an accessory. And I mean, I look at, I've got some pieces here. One launch that
I picked these up and I was like, I'm not going to take them because I know she's going to have them out.
I have to say, I was a huge fan of the first collection, mine. Yes. Not so much the second collection, but the first collection that Victoria Beckham did with Estee Lauder. I remember when it came out, I was like, oh, like this. I mean, again, it's got the weight, it's got the click, the product. I mean, I don't know what happened with the second collection. For me, it just didn't wow me. There were definitely some things that were great, but the first collection for me, I don't think there was anything I really disliked. No. I feel like the eyeshadow colors in the first one were really fun. It wasn't just like a boring neutral palette, which we all know love, but I have plenty of them. And the bronzer was stunning, the highlighter was stunning.
Yeah, I think the Modern Mercury highlighter powder is one of the first things I remember you and I discussing, because I remember we went to a Saint Laurent beauty launch.
Oh, yes.
We were dead fancy. We went to the Ace Hotel in LA and we went to a Saint Laurent beauty launch. I remember we were stood outside waiting to go in and the light caught your cheekbones and I was like, what's
what
on your face? What's on your face?
Friendship spilled. Sealed.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, it's modern mercury. It's but I know what it is. And that was it. Like, we were in love. And then I went home and got mine out, and it just looked like I'd washed my face in Kiora because it's too warm for me. But it's gorgeous. But
experience. Oh. I mean, I hold it now and it just feels good. Like, it's ribbed.
Yeah.
Ribbed leather. I don't even care if it's not real leather. They've made it look like
I don't
like
care.
It.
It's stunning.
And I just think, if you could choose your packaging for like every kind of makeup.
But that's what's so interesting, because I think of you when I see that, because I remember having that conversation with you
early on.
So I when I look at that, I think of you. So yeah, it is interesting how it spurs those connections.
Well, and even when you wake up in the morning, you go to put your makeup on. I know there are certain products where I'm like, oh, where's my boring eyeliner? Where's my boring whatever? And then there's some bits where I'm like, ooh, cushion foundation from YSL.
and it goes all the way down. And it's even like, I love the Rimmel eye pencils. Scandalized pencils, and I use that all the time. But I've also got one of the Pat McGrath eye pencils, which is it's very, very slightly better. It's not $20 better, which is the realistic price difference. But when I use the Pat McGrath, because the pencil is beautiful and it came in incredible packaging, and I always get it out of the box.
You remember
why
you
love
it.
And it makes me so much happier than just the perfunctory utilitarian Rimmel pencil.
Which is fine too. And we're not in any way saying that this makes the products necessarily better.
No.
It's more just focusing on, I think it's okay to say, I personally do choose products sometimes by how they look. And they've got to perform too.
Exactly.
But for me, if I get both, that's well,
yeah,
like,
because
the
other end of that scale for me is Pat McGrath again, which is, we've talked about this endlessly, the issues with the packaging, that I didn't like the early launches because I thought the packaging looked quite cheap. And yes, there were lots of products for your money in the sets, but the packaging felt very, very cheap and utilitarian, which was like, it needs to try harder. I almost feel like she took that to heart too personally. I'm sorry, Pat. Because then the eye palettes that I bought when the Mothership came out.
Like, stunning.
They're beautiful, but they're also massively impractical. They are so heavy. They weigh like a pound each. They're so, so heavy. And I've been trying to make myself use them because I don't use them. I'm a terrible person. Well, I took them to Vegas when I went to Vegas a few weeks ago. I took them with me when me and Jeff went up to Wine Country this week because I was like, I've got to start using them. And it's not because I don't want to, because they're stunning and they're absolutely beautiful. And the quality of the product is beautiful inside. But they're such a faff.
Yeah.
And they're so heavy. And it's like, I have to get them out. I have to open it up. You have to prop the lid open. I have to get in there.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's too special.
Yeah.
And it's not practical. It is a vanity
product.
It's a vanity product. Yeah. It's not made to be carried around and used. It's made to put on your vanity in your glam room. You know, if you're a Kardashian with a glam room, it's made to sit out there on show for you to see and enjoy.
Mm.
And when I do, I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. But I think because it's been so difficult to take around with me, like, I won't be able to take it to England. So it's almost like I'm afraid to fall in love with the inside of it because I know I can't travel with it. And I travel a lot. So I can't take it to England when I go on a book tour and do a beautiful, beautiful Pat McGrath eye look, because I can't take, when I'm traveling, you can't have £3 worth of eyeshadow in your bag.
Well, and this is it, you know, airlines are getting stingy, people.
Right?
Unless the amount you're allowed to take
unless
on now.
Pat wants to start paying my overweight luggage allowance, which I don't imagine she does, because I can't even begin to imagine how heavy her luggage is, because she must have like 20 of those buggers in there. But it puts me off using it, and it is beautiful, but it's not practical. So there has to be a balance. There has to be a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think, for something that you're genuinely going to love. Like, I would never rebuy those.
Yeah, I mean, but you'd hope though as well, for something like that, you would only need to buy it once. I mean, there are definitely products as well that I know where I've spent more on them. I'm like, that's hopefully going to last me a long time because
but
that was pricey.
But also, I do want to use them up because I've spent all my money on them. Is there anything, I'm curious, I'm touching something that I'm going to talk about. That's why I'm trying to hide it, but not well, because this room is tiny. Is there anything that you love in spite of the packaging?
Oh, that's a good question, and I should have been prepared. There definitely is. I mean, I think, I'm trying to think, you know, there's that classic thing when you buy a foundation that's amazing, but it doesn't have a pump, you know, things like that. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, damn you, you're a great foundation. Or the squeezy tube things. Again, I remember I still do love, but again, I don't put them in my kit so much because they weigh a ton. Mm-hmm. My Burberry foundation's Fresh Glow is a foundation I love, but they were made for vanity tables. They were glass, they were heavy. And, you know, I started by decantering and I was like, oh, God. And then you start adding in your Giorgio Armani foundations and you start adding in others. And, you know, any makeup artist that meets with PR bless our little hearts, they bring out a squeezy tube and we go, oh joy!
Yeah. Squeezy tube!
You know, again, it's funny because that still is the packaging, you know, kind of making me go, oh, I hope that's good because that's going to be so much easier to transport. And, you know, I've been on shoots where I've travelled and I do try and like wrap things in bubble wrap when I'm flying, but I'm no joke have been on, I think it's happened twice now when I've flown with Giorgio Armani foundations and not decanted them. And I keep them in a small Muji, what do you call them, Bob? Vanity, yeah, like a little vanity case. And twice now I've arrived at the shoot and seen in the zip the liquid, knowing that one has smashed in there and that, oh God, I'm going to have to open it and there's going to be like a foundation massacre in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a glass bottle. What do I expect? But also, can I really be asked to, I mean, Monica Blunder does it and I need to start doing it. 10 points, Monica.
But it's so much time out of your day.
Yeah, to decant every foundation.
Without sounding like my mum, time is money. And like, if you're taking an hour out of your day to decant foundation or wrap them in bubble wrap, that's time when you could have actually been working.
Well, and again, you know, my Charlotte Tilbury like wonder. There's a reason why, you know, and it's funny because there definitely are products where I think it is purely the substance. I mean, again, I don't want like to offend any brands that think their packaging is really beautiful. I'm like, oh, it's really plain and boring, but it's really practical. You know, Laura Mercier, dare I say it, is a brand that I don't see them as like beautiful looking.
I don't
it's
think
very
of them
plain.
As glamorous or extravagant.
No, but I love what they do. I think they do fantastic products that I use pretty much all the time on shoots. Again, I won't mention your one because I can see you hovering over it to talk
these
about.
Ones,
but again,
ones,
Kiko, okay. You know, Kiko, there are cheaper brands that I know for me as a makeup artist, you know, it's different what I can use on myself and what I use on clients sometimes, because although I can know certain things will perform, I think clients have an expectation, again, of having that experience. They're paying to have their makeup done. They want to know you're using the best, most modern formulas on them and, you know, the best things out there. So I think that's another thing, you know, on myself, especially, like, I love my Kiko eyeliner. And definitely I'll have the odd client who will be like, what's that liner on your eye? I really want that. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's actually by Kiko. And they're like, cool, put it on.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, you know, and also some people I work with will say, oh, I can only wear this brand or I'm allergic to that one. So that changes it for me.
Yeah, of course. I feel like we've got to mention it now because I keep trying to hide it, but I just think this is a really interesting side of the argument is the Colourpop and Glossier.
Yeah, definitely.
Who obviously are two cheaper brands. Glossier not as cheap as Colourpop.
Yeah.
And Glossier is the one that I'm most interested in. I mean, Colourpop, definitely their bargainist, their cheapest products. You can tell where they've saved money on the packaging.
Yeah.
But I have no problem with it because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
So
and you don't mind paying that price for it.
Yeah. One of the blotted lips, which I think was either $5 or $6. The blotted lip inside, I absolutely love. I use it endlessly. And yeah, it's a kind of cheap white tube that's really little with the silver embossing. But I have absolutely no issue with it because I know what I paid for it. Now, Glossier, I think, is a really, really interesting side of this argument, because what they did was take really very cheap packaging and made it covetable.
Yeah, it's very
clever.
They
made us want very cheap packaging because there's when you put it next to the Colourpop, it's practically identical.
Yeah.
But this is three times the cost, I think, the Generation
really
G mattes are three times the cost of the Colourpop. They're not that different.
No.
I would say the gloss is slightly more comfortable to wear. It's slightly more slip than the Colourpops. But the packaging is nigh on identical, and so much of what Glossier has done, which is just genius, was made us feel the same way about something that's very, very cheap as
really
we feel
point.
About the Chanel.
Yeah.
Because you look at Glossier and it's comfortable. You want to have it. You
I
want to get it out.
I think that's because it's a cool brand, though. They've made themselves a cool
they've
brand.
They've made themselves cool, and they've made cheap cool.
Cool, yeah.
But it's not cheap. So
no,
like,
and
I just
think
it's such a head fuck for me.
Yeah,
so like,
it's
how
such
have
a good
you
point.
Made me want to own this thing that cost you pennies to make?
Yeah,
which is I know everything costs pennies to make. It's product, it's cosmetics. We know all this. Yeah. I mean, the Deciem blowing open the transparency on ingredients and all that stuff. I know all of this is so much cheaper than what I'm paying for it. But I look at something like the Fenty Beauty, for example. I've got the Fenty Beauty matchsticks here, which I bought millions of them for this reason. Because they're magnetic, so I own like seven of them, because owning them and sticking them together like the toys
fun.
That they are make
to
me
this.
So happy. The packaging on that is stunning. I'm happy for the price I paid for it. When I look at Glossier, I'm perfectly happy with the products that I have, and we're not talking about anything controversial. I'm mainly talking about the Generation G mattes right now, one of which is actually cracked.
But yeah, I was going to say,
cracked,
quite a few of
which
mine
is really
have cracked,
disappointing.
Actually. I think they need to check. I mean, I would like, I get that it's cheap, but I would like to even see that be like some kind of, not a tin, but you know when it's like a, it needs to be a different material, because I will say so mine have cracked.
And I just think that is,
and I love what's inside.
And I think that's the greatest, not, I don't want to use the word scam because it's not a scam, but it's like, it's genius on Emily Rice's part that she managed to convince everyone and to make this so cool and desirable and must have, and made it so photogenic and made it so fantastic, when in reality it is cheap as chips.
Yeah.
And you're paying for the name. And when you think about thebomb.com, and we all love thebomb.com, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's thebomb.com, that's so cool. I love the birthday one. I love it. I have it with me all the time. But it's basically Vaseline.
Yeah, exactly.
It's scented or flavored Vaseline, and it's like $18, $15?
I think 12.
It's more than a tub of Vaseline. Yeah, and it's like, it's genius. And I'm not having a go at her. I'm saying, like, well done.
Yeah.
And like, silly ass for paying it if you're going to complain to anyone. Because you have just, that is entire style over the substance.
Yeah.
The substance, and it's
marketing.
Is fine.
It's very clever marketing. Yeah. I mean, the thing of like the minimal writing, the black and white, you know, I'm sure they've looked at brands like Chanel and gone, okay, well, black and white sells.
Yeah,
like, that's really nice and minimal.
Let's reverse it.
And, you know, I always say like, there is luxury and simplicity to an extent. You know, sometimes I think there's something, I guess, as well, that fine line between, there are times when you don't want to look too showy, I guess, but you want to look like you know what you're talking about.
Well, and it is that sort of millennial, to keep the same line, it's that millennial chic, whereas like, black products, gold products are your mother's products.
Yeah,
we want
true.
The baby pink. We want
so
the white.
Interesting.
To me, when I was growing up, the white products were the cheap products. Mm. So I didn't want them. Whereas now they've flipped it. They've completely reversed it. And it's genius. You look at how many people that are launching with white now. I mean, Pinch of Color that we talked about last week. Their products are all white tubes. Colourpop, white tubes. Yeah.
It's and a then, formula that's working for a lot of people.
Pop Sugar are launching their own beauty line in a few weeks. And that's all white packaging.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating. RMS, white packaging.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Well, in the baby pink thing, you know, we were saying with Fenty, you know, you look at what KKW's done. Yep. You know, there's that trickle down thing where one brand does it and then everyone kind of follows suit. So there are trends even with packaging. And I think this is such a fascinating topic. And I would love to know, guys, be honest with us. Let us know, you know, can you honestly say it doesn't affect your choices?
Yeah.
And if it does, to what extent? You know, will you repurchase something because it looks nice on your vanity? We want to know.
Yeah, I would love to know if there's something you've bought for the packaging and then been massively, massively impressed with it. Because I think it's really easy to say, oh, I spent, like with the Louboutin, that's my own fault for being stupid. I just wanted to own the Louboutin lipstick and I was fascinated to see what it was going to be like. And then I was just super disappointed.
Yeah.
It's easy to be disappointed when you're spending money, but I would love to hear the positive stories. Like the Hourglass Confession lipsticks, couldn't be happier with them.
Yep.
At the time I was like, buyer's regret. And now I'm like, no, I always have one with me if I'm going out.
Yeah.
I love to take it out and wear it. I love the feel of it on my lips. I love the look of it in my hand. I love the weight of it. There's nothing about it that doesn't make me ecstatically happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd love to know. And any sort of packaging must-haves for you, like what does packaging,
what's your criteria,
have to do for you? Do you care about something we haven't even talked about, but when you buy something boxed, skincare especially, you buy something boxed and then you open it and the box is tiny.
Yeah.
I can't bear that. That makes me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we'd love to know. So get in touch. Hit us up on Twitter @FullCoverage Pod, Instagram @FullCoverage Pod, Facebook.com/FullCoverage Podcast.
All the Full Coverage Pods.
I lost it. All the Full Coverage Pods. And of course, you can always email us hello@FullCoverage Podcast.com. This seems like a good place to mention the Facebook group.
Yeah.
You should come and meet us at our Facebook
group. I've got so much love for our Facebook group. I'm not even just saying this, guys. I feel like they are my little ray of sunshine in the morning when I wake up. And, you know, we're always checking, even if you don't always see us messaging, we're always checking in on you guys because you just are the loveliest bunch of people. Like, I feel like we've got makeup swaps going on. We've got people from different countries sending each other makeup. The best source of advice. I feel like you guys really know your stuff.
I feel like I don't even want to give advice on anything on this podcast anymore.
In case
they
know
it.
Like,
just go over to the Facebook group because there's like this woman who's got a degree in chemistry who knows way more than I do and she's going to sort you right out. It's just, and to just see a big group of people lifting each other up.
It's really supportive place.
It's so fantastic. Yeah. It makes me so, 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 so happy. So if you would like to join our Facebook group, you know you want to, go to Facebook, go to Full Coverage Podcast, and it's the pinned post at the top of the group. It will say that you need to be accepted. It's a closed group. That's to protect the sanctity of the group. but you will be approved by either myself or Harry, Difficult Eyes Hadfield. Our own fair finger will press that button. So come and join us. There.
Come say hi.
Here we go.
Highlight of the week.
Take it away, Lindsay.
It just makes me so happy. Oh. I have got, speaking of the Facebook group, I have a highlight of the week inspired by said Facebook group. So someone on the group, I forget who it was, I'm sorry, it's because I'm there all the time nattering on, so I can't remember who pointed me in the direction of this. Someone asked if we had swatched the new Kevin Aucoin eyeshadow palette. Which is called Electric Pop, which is very noughties of it. I'm very impressed. And I was like, no, I haven't, but I haven't seen a palette from Kevin Aucoin in a long time, an eyeshadow palette. I'll go and check it out. And they had it in Sephora when I was there buying several thousand other things. So I was like, I'll just swatch it and maybe post on the Facebook group and let that person know how it goes. Swatched it. 10 seconds later, it was in my basket. 20 seconds later, it was in my sweaty, sweaty hands outside the shop. I was just daubing it all over my face. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm. It's so out of the box for me because it's bright colours.
No,
it's
pun
almost
intended.
Like, yes, out of the box. It's literally out of the box because I just took it out of it. But there's a lot of colour in there, which I tend to be very much a neutrals person on my eyes. I just think it's stunningly beautiful. It's 12 shades, she says, doing quick maths, in a little black palette that says Electropop Kevin Aucoin on the front. There's 11 shimmer shades and one matte black, which I know I've spoken out against that before.
I'm all right with it.
I'm okay with it, especially in this situation, because this is a lot of shades. There's 12 shades in there, and they will all need a definition shade. It feels like quite a
departure from Kevin Aucoin's normal
very,
colour palettes.
Because it's
in a good
very
way.
Bold. Yeah. There's a very beautiful shimmery white. Then there's sort of a very, very pale straw gold. There's almost a lavendery duochrome chrome taupe, which is what I've got in my eyes right now.
Very pretty.
It's absolutely
yes,
beautiful.
Stunning.
So delicate.
Loving
but really,
it with
the
pink
really
hair.
Pretty. Thanks. Then there's a really pretty taupe. And then we go into a rosy. The middle shade is more rosy. There's a pink blue duochrome. There's a more pinky rose duochrome. Then there's a darker reddy brown. Then there's sort of like a brown-blue duochrome, but it's not bold duochromes. They're not big, chunky glitters.
There's
they're very, very delicate.
To it. Yeah,
subtle shimmers. And then the bottom row is two greens, an absolutely stunning violet blue, and then the black.
So
and
fun.
It's gorgeous. The pigment is intense in every single shade.
Beautiful.
They go on like butter. I found using like quite a densely packed, shorter, flatter brush is good
because
they do kick up a little bit because they are so intense, but it's not powdery. It's almost like they're almost that cream to powder.
Nice.
So you kind of need to pack
that.
It on and then blend it out. It feels like butter. It's absolutely stunning. And as much as there's so many eyeshadow palettes out right now, I feel like this collection of shades I haven't seen in one place.
No, I haven't. It's really, really cool.
Yeah,
and it's very on trend as well. Like, not that matters, but
you were saying
it
felt quite Pat McGrath in its colour choices, and I agree completely.
And
I
finishes.
Think this is way more wearable, way more usable. I can actually carry it around because it's not £10,000. And also price-wise,
it's not £10,000.
Not £10,000. It was under $50. I can't remember if it was 42 or 48. I will check that and put it in the show notes. But it was definitely under $50, which for this, for the quality, for the brand name, and for just the palette itself, I wouldn't care who it was by. For the money it cost, it is absolutely stunning. And I absolutely love it. So thank you to the Facebook group for giving me a heads up on that. Because I haven't looked
slash
at Kevin
enabling.
Aucoin. Yeah. Cheers, guys. I haven't looked at Kevin Aucoin for so long.
I love
especially
Kevin
Especially not for colour. And this is stunning.
Yeah,
like this
beautiful.
Four, the little four in the top corner, the taupey
so,
orange and red.
You'd have that as a quad on
its
own,
so
couldn't you? You're right,
beautiful.
Actually. I want that quad.
I know. I just want it all on my face. It's so pretty.
It.
Can't wait to experiment more with it.
Exciting. So mine is skincare today, Lindsay. I've got to say, I'm really having a reunited love. Rekindled.
Reunited,
I think, yeah.
It feels so good.
That's the one. Dermalogica. This is the Phyto Replenish Oil. Feel the bottle. I can't tell if it's like glass or
bottle.
Just feels really nice. Again, satisfyingly heavy.
It's glass, I think.
But it's like glass.
It's coated glass.
Yeah.
But it is. I think it is.
This is such a lovely product. I feel like I've used Dermalogica for years and I always come back to them. It's one of those brands that I kind of dip in and out of. And my very first ever significant facial was actually with Dermalogica.
Love
I had
it.
A prescription Dermalogica
Love
facial,
it.
I think when I was like 17 as a gift. And ooh. Oh,
I reignited something there, right there, that was a long-lasting love for facials. Oh my goodness, just like, if you haven't ever done one, do it now. And yeah, I really recommend Dermalogica facials for one. I think they're really great at like targeting specific skincare needs. And it's funny because one of the first TV shows I ever worked on way, way, way back when was actually X Factor. I remember X Factor used to supply, Dermalogica, I think, supplied skincare stuff back in the day for that TV show when we were doing the contestants, etc. And I remember using it then, and I think it's called the Skin Smoothing Cream. I loved using that in my kit, and that became like my favorite moisturizer for a long time. And they sent me this recently. I had a little pack with some of their newer additions in, and the Phyto Replenish Oil. Dave, it always happens when Dave starts nicking it. I swear there's a theme here. He started nicking it and was like, oh, I like this. It absorbs really quickly. So I was like, well, hang on a minute. I haven't got to try it yet. Yeah. Sure enough, I did. And I think this is the first oil I could safely say I use in the morning and night.
Yeah, that's
so
good to know.
When my skin is that little bit drier, we're coming up, the weather's starting to get a bit warmer again.
My skin's been very dry lately.
Yeah. This is really ticking the box for me, Lindsay. It's such a nice product. I feel like 4-ish drops, you know, go a long way. So don't be put off by the smaller size. This will last you yonks. And it just really gives that moisture. It gives kind of plumpness to my skin. You could definitely use this in addition to moisturizer, but I found that I can kind of use this and then just my normal SPF on top. Really, really loving that. And yeah, I think I'm going to have to be like, hands off, Dave.
I love Dermalogica. I feel like they don't get the love they deserve because they're not, maybe because they're not a bit sexy. They're not sexy enough.
Well, this is it. It's funny. We're just talking about packaging. And yeah, I'm like, satisfyingly heavy, tick, minimal, tick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it. You know,
there's
also
something very almost medicinal about it. Yes. Almost prescriptive.
Yes. I think they're very trustworthy. It's one of those brands, like I said, I always come back to. I've used it for years in my pro kit, whether I kind of have it for a while and then get new stuff. I always kind of re-enter it back into my pro kit.
Total
so.
Groundbreakers too. You think they had pre-cleanse out years, I mean, decades now.
Well, micro,
surely.
What's the microfoliant? Oh,
they had microfoliant, which was a beautiful powder exfoliant, which now everyone's doing powder exfoliant.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing double cleanse. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
The vitamin recovery mask, I will not travel without it. And I always forget about it. It sort of goes on yellow and then goes like tango
orange.
Ooh,
I haven't tried that one.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. And it just gives your face like a big old drink.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
So nice.
We need to give Dermalogica more love.
We do. And I think that's why I wanted to shout this out. I feel like it's one of those, you know, we talk about brands that we've used for years or nostalgia and brands that we come back to. And I feel bad that I'd forgotten about Dermalogica, but long may they reign.
We love you. And since we actually don't have a joint highlight this week.
No.
That is just our joint highlight is Dermalogica.
Would you? You cheated.
Our love of... We cheated because we didn't have one. But I do... Yeah, it's just because we started thinking about it. And I was like, oh, wait, no.
I've sown that seed.
There's so many of those products that I absolutely love.
Definitely.
Across the board too. Yep. Like body care, skincare, everything.
Yep.
So yeah. That's it this week. We have one piece of business to take care of, which I'm sure you've all been on the edge of your seats waiting to hear. The winner of the Glitter Flip Lips and, not to say more importantly, but more importantly...
Full coverage mug.
The full coverage mug. The winner is Neem, and your Instagram handle is 5 minutes late always. So I relate to that, so I appreciate that. You're our winner. Our mug and our lipsticks are on their way to you.
Winging
their way across the sky. Congratulations. Stay tuned. We'll definitely have more giveaways coming up, for the mugs at the very least. I don't know if any other brands will want to get involved with us ever again because you guys only cared about the mugs, which was wonderful for us. Wonderful for us. But who knows if anyone's going to want to give us anything. I hope so. But thank you so much. You know, you can always reach out to us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Full Coverage Pod. And please come meet us at the Facebook group. I feel like it's like, come meet me under the willow tree or something. But I was like, no, it's the Facebook group. Come meet some awesome people. Find out about some awesome makeup. Have a chat. Share some selfies.
Have some fun.
Have a good time. That's what we're all about.
That's what we're all
about. That's what we're all about.
And not to be cheeky or needy, because God forbid, but if you want to give us 5 stars or just some stars, but go on, I dare you, give us 5. That would be amazing.
If you could pop over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, and say, hey, these ladies are all right.
It really makes a difference, guys. So it helps us rank higher on iTunes so more people can find us. And generally, it just helps more people know about Full Coverage. And we would love that.
And the more people that know about Full Coverage, the more opportunities there's going to be for mugs.
That's very true.
Right? The more people listen, yes, the more money we can attempt to try and make. And that money can be turned into mugs. I mean, come on, guys. It's two and two, isn't it? It's, yeah, two and two. Anyway, we'll go away now. Leave you to your day. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode in which we will be talking to Instagram's own Dr. K to answer all your injectable questions. That's going to be an interesting one. We'll be back. We'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.